The Wisconsin Realtors Association says statewide, median home prices went up almost 8% in the first three quarters of this year. But in Forest County, prices dropped almost 40%. Dave Clark, economist for the Wisconsin Realtors Association, says don't panic. Statistics in the northern part of the state tend to be more volatile. There's a smaller data set and a wider mix of the types of homes that sell from year to year.
The primary thing probably going on here is that the mix of homes shifted this year versus last year. For whatever reason, the homes that we're selling this year were probably, maybe they're smaller, maybe they are in less desirable locations.
Oneida County saw home prices drop by a smaller margin of about 5%. Sandy Eben of First Weber in Rhinelander says part of what's keeping prices in some counties lagging behind is a big inventory, especially of those vacation properties.
The big thing that makes us different from the southern part of the state is the large number of second homes and recreational properties we have up here. And that's really a market in itself.
She says that market is taking longer to recover. Meanwhile, the total number of home sales in Oneida County jumped significantly by almost 20%. That's much higher than the statewide average. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.